Charles's Chance by
Madison,
Richard,
Isman,
Madeline,
Lucas,
and Ari.
On April 11th, 1789, Charles was running. The only thing he could think of was freedom and which way was east.
I think I see something moving over there.
Yeah, it's him!
Get him!
His heart was pounding. He needed to get away and fast before they had a chance to catch him.
Ow! Oh, that hurt.
Meanwhile, back at the plantation, his owner was furious with his escape.
I thought that you had those things under control.
I can still catch him if we start pursuit now.
Do you know how much I am paying you?
Well, around...
More than I should. I'll just have to supervise you myself.
As he came upon a river, he heard dogs in the distance. Charles could feel his heart beating in his throat.
I'm so tired. I don't know how much longer I can keep running. I need to find a place to hide.
He looked down to see his pants soaked with blood. He got down on his knees, folded his hands, and closed his eyes.
Dear Heavenly Spirit, please lead me to the port safely.
He went into the forest and got cut up. Look at the branches over there.
Ugh! Now we can't use our horses.
He left a blood trail. We can track him with our dogs now.
The trail ends here?
I remember the slaves talking about a boat at Port Savannah. It's going up north to Philadelphia. It's directly east of here. He must be going there.
Only a slave would be stupid enough to travel towards a port so close to us. This will be easy.
Charles had just reached the port, but he still needed to escape his owner.
Everglade, leaving for Georgia in 1 minute.
Okay, I need to hurry.
Just as Charles was making his way to the boat, his owner came into view.
You can't hide from me, slave!
Charles sees his owner and gives him a harsh glare. He knows it's too late. Charles runs onto the boat just as it's leaving.
After him!
All he could do was stand there as Charles watched him from the boat. He was free.